Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio. And I thank you for listening to my podcast. What I'm going to be doing, this is episode 7. I am going to be bringing you pieces of information, bite-sized little nuggets, that's basically going to help you through your either divorce or your custody matters. Just bite-sized pieces that'll hopefully make the road a little less bumpy and answer questions that you may have. If while you're listening to this, you have questions, feel free to email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 210-410-8013. So what I want to do is I want to jump in today and talk a little bit about visitation and child support. So as far as visitation goes, there's a few different options for visitation. And so people are always asking me, tell us a little bit how the visitation works. So there's a few different things. One of them is what's called standard possession order. So it's the standard visitation. And there's a lot of different provisions for each of the holidays. I'm not going to go through all of those here with you today. That's going to be something that you're going to want to contact an attorney if you have specifics as far as that goes. But generally speaking, the visitation for standard possession order is first, third, and fifth weekend, and then you're going to rotate generally every other holiday. And then the non-custodial parent, which means the parent that the child doesn't primarily live with, is going to have the option for about 30 days in the summer. So for the visitation for the first, third, and fifth, it's generally Friday at 6 to Sunday at 6. There is some provisions where it could be when the child gets out of school, but Friday at 6 to Sunday at 6. And then there's every other holiday. So you'll rotate the week of Thanksgiving, you'll rotate the week of Christmas and New Year's, and then you'll rotate spring break. And then the parent who's not primary will have the option for 30 days in the summer. Another option is what's called extended standard visitation. Now, the only difference between extended standard and standard possession, and actually let me back up a little bit. With standard possession, the parent who gets the visitation gets the option of like a Thursday dinner. So a Thursday from 6 to 8. So not very long. It's really probably just about enough time to take your child to dinner. But with extended standard, it extends that Thursday. So they get a Thursday overnight. So when it's their weekend, first, third, and fifth, it'll be Thursday to return to school Monday. And when it's not their weekend, they'll get Thursday to return to school Friday. That only for extended standard, it's only through the school year. It does not go through the summer, as they would get the option for 30 days in the summer. Now, that being said, those are the two visitation provisions that are laid out in the family code to choose from. That being said, though, if you guys want to agree to something else, a lot of parents will agree to a week on, week off, to sometimes what's known as a 2-2-3. So one of you gets Monday, Tuesday, the other one gets Wednesday, Thursday, and then you alternate the weekends to make it a little bit more of a 50-50. Sometimes, depending on what you guys have been doing while you're separated, even though Texas doesn't recognize legal separation, but whatever the kids are accustomed to, sometimes the judges will keep what's called the status quo. And so they will maintain the status quo and continue that visitation, what you're doing, through the divorce. If you haven't been doing that, though, sometimes it's a little bit difficult. And again, it just depends on where you are and who the judge is. But sometimes they won't continue that. They'll pick either from the standard or the extended standard. But again, if you guys agree to something like that, you can. People always want to know and ask me, how does visitation relate to child support? So generally, visitation and child support do not go hand in hand. If you're not seeing your child at all, it doesn't mean you don't have to pay child support. You have an obligation to pay child support regardless of if you're seeing your child or not. If it's close to a 50-50, like a week on, week off, sometimes that's when either if you guys want to agree that you have 50-50, you don't want child support, that's fine. And again, you can agree to whatever you want. But as far as what the judge will impose, if you're doing a 50-50, there either will be no child support or they'll do it on what's called an offset. What an offset is they take both mother and father's income, and the parent who has to pay child support just pays on the difference. So for example, if parent one makes $30,000 and parent two makes $50,000, then the parent who has to make child support, who pays child support, would just pay on the difference of the $20,000 in their income. So it starts to get a little bit tricky, and it's really about the numbers, and there's, you know, percentages depending on how many kids you have, and you also get credits if you have kids that are still at the house. So that would all be something that you would want to contact an attorney about and run your specific scenario with that attorney and see, you know, how that'll work. But if you have any questions, again, feel free to email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 210-410-8013. And again, I thank you for listening. Let's go ahead and hit the subscribe button so you can get updates on when we post new podcasts. And information that might be helpful to you. Have a great day.